Oh, you the voice?
Nah, not me.
So if you're not the voice, who is?
The people, man. The people's the voice.
So what does that make you?
That makes me the middleman. I'm the middleman. Hello, everyone, and welcome back to the Middleman Podcast. I am the man in the middle, Kevin Martinez, and today I am joined by the host of the Trudy Show, Trudy.
Hi, everyone. How are you? How are you, Kevin?
Oh, I'm doing well. I'm doing fantastic. You know, it's been a pleasure going on your show, okay?
Yeah, and that was fun.
Welcome to my show.
Thank you. Thank you. This is a great setup, by the way. I really love everything, even the decorations. It's so cute. I love it.
Thank you. You know, we try to switch it up as much as we can, you know, add to the wall as much as we can. Like I told you earlier, these chairs are my number one priority. If you've been here, okay, and you've been in that chair, I want to say I'm sorry because, like, that chair has to go and I'm trying to find some new ones. But here we go. Nonetheless,
Facebook market.
That's where I'm at. That's where I'm at now. That's where I'm at. But they got some, like, weird office chairs. Like,
that is true.
Like,
you got to search, like, every day on Facebook market. And then just that one random day, you'll see something exactly what you need. You're like, gotta get it.
And for a marketable price. Mm-hmm. Check out Facebook Marketplace. This is not an ad. All right. So welcome, Trudy, to the Middleman Podcast. You know, you are the host of the Trudy Show. Let's get into that because I honestly don't know why the Trudy Show, as in just a name in itself, you know. So let's just crack that open.
Okay. Yeah. So have you ever watched The Midnight Gospel? It's on Netflix.
No.
So Sorry. It's Duncan Trussell. He has a podcast, and in that podcast he has literally the most random people, like, come on, but very, very interesting people. They made that into a Netflix series type of thing, and it's animated, so it's super trippy. Takes place in space and everything.
Dope.
I love that stuff. So there's this one episode where he goes to this certain planet, right, in his simulator. All of it is just so cool. I would definitely check it out if you haven't. And he thinks he's going to one planet. Things get messed up. He ends up in another. But basically, he meets this lady. Her name is Trudy. Okay. So that's where that comes from. Her name is Trudy. And throughout the episode, what's going on is that she's trying to save her lover. Like, she's trying to save him from her arch nemesis, which is this really weird dude. But the conversation that they have throughout all of that is basically talking about how we listen. How we listen to other people, how to make other people feel listened to, which is more of a difficult thing than actually listening, because, you know, obviously, we could be listening and on our phones and, like, yes, we're, like, listening, but that other person on the other side, they don't feel like you are. They don't feel that connection. So it's more than just sitting down and, like, giving your ear to someone. It's actually, like, engaging in the conversation, you know what I mean? Like, taking in what they're saying, processing it, and, like, you know, everything else that comes after that. So they go really deep into it. I haven't watched. I literally watched The Midnight Gospel probably, like, once every 3 months, but I haven't recently, so there's probably some other stuff that I'm missing. But the overall of it all is, basically, it really sat with me, especially this one line where they were talking about how we have, like, a sort of, like, I forget the word that they use, but sort of, like, what's that word, like, that dolphins use to, like, you know, when they click in the water and stuff like that. It starts with an S, but I can't remember.
Sonars?
Yes, sonar. That's the exact word that they use. So they basically were saying how, like, us as humans, we have sonar to know when other people are listening to us. You know, that's why you kind of, like, feel like if you're having a conversation, right, and you're, like, engaged and it's something that you're interested in, you're truly listening, like, you kind of feel that, you know what I mean, in your body. And that's the feeling that I guess I named it because that's the feeling, I use that name. That's the feeling that I would like to give to other people whenever they do come onto the podcast. Like, you know, I want them to know that, like, I'm listening 100% and completely to your story and how your story is different from the person that was just here last week. Like, I'm just as much invested in you as a human being and as what your creation story is, as much as the person that was here before you and the person that's going to be here next. Like, all of it is just as important to me. I'm just as curious, you know, with every single person. So that's basically the story behind the Trudy Show. That's the first time I ever actually went into depth. So
wow, that is like, that's perfect. And that's the first time you actually really went into depth. You know, that's such a great story. You said Trudy, that was the name of the character. Mm-hmm. And that was just like the type of aura that she gave off was mm-hmm. just that she was always listening.
Yeah.
Or that she, so I understand what you mean about that listening aspect. You know, like, are you anyone can listen. You can be on your phone. You and I mm-hmm. can be talking. Or you could be talking and I'm on my phone listening and actually looking at you and listening is two different things. It's like an undivided attention. You got to give that person some attention, you know, to let them know that you're listening, you know, rather than just staring off in the drift. Mm-hmm. And also being able to follow up with it is a key point to it. So like little breaker. I'm sure people haven't heard me say 110% as of recent. Like that's been kind of like my word recently, you know, like a filler word, if you would.
Yeah.
Okay. And sometimes when I say that, it seems like I'm disengaged from the conversation, but I'm not. I'm still there. It's just like a filler word. So, you know, sometimes when I'm listening to someone talk in the podcast, I like am trying to recall what they said earlier. And then in that process, still get ready for my next question.
Yeah.
And then I get used with 110% and it's like, oh, man, was he even listening? I promise you I was. I promise you I am. It's just that's a little groundbreaker. That's something I've been keeping tabs on myself.
Yeah.
And I'm sorry, that's a little bit of a side conversation there. I appreciate the explanation of the Trudy Show. I think that's a wonderful meaning. And behind that, I was even going to ask you, like, what's your mission? What's your goal? You know, but it kind of just sounds like your mission is to just let people be heard.
Everyone always asks me, this is like a huge question. You know, obviously, your parents ask you this, your significant other, your, you know, friends, like, everyone is going to ask you, like, what do you want to do with your life? And I never had like a straight up answer for that question. And even with this, like, I don't know where this is going to go. I just know that I like being around people that create things. I like being around people that can make something from nothing. That is one of the most inspiring things to me. You know, even just this setup, you know what I mean? Like, you put time and effort into deciding which items you wanted to display, you know what I mean? And I'm sure you have your reason why personally and all of that stuff. And like, it's just a table, but you made it more than that. And it's literally just as simple as that. Like, I just like being around like that stuff. And I guess if we're talking about like end game, I would like to use whatever platform that, you know, I may get or I may not get, who knows what's going to happen. But if this does become a thing, end game is definitely creating a space where children can grow up knowing that, like, you can do this. You can make something from nothing. I definitely wasn't given that opportunity as a kid. I wanted to play piano, play guitar, and all of this other stuff. But, you know, that's expensive. So not everyone gets to do that. And especially nowadays where they're cutting music and like art and stuff out of school curriculum, that is my 100% like main goal, to just make a space for people to come and be heard, you know, and be heard about what their dreams are, what their aspirations are, and be pushed to do that for sure.
So you love being around creators, you know, mm-hmm. that's great. How do you feel as a creator yourself? Would you identify yourself as a creator? How else would you, and I'm going to hit you with another follow-up question after that, and then we'll get into it. How else do you create other than when you're podcasting?
Yeah, wow, those are pretty deep questions. So as of recently, it's funny that you asked me that because, I mean, all week, because I knew we had this like set up and everything, and all week I've just been thinking like you know, like what am I gonna talk about, like, you know, like what am I really doing, like, you know, like all of this thing, like it all just still feels like very like fake to me in a way, not necessarily in a sense of like I don't want to do it because 100% like I want to do it. And I fully confirm that. But it's still just, I don't know, like, it's just like, is this really what you're doing in a way? But I still don't fully, I guess, relate with the creator title. I feel like I could be doing more. I feel like, well, more so, I feel like I don't deserve that title. Okay. I feel like a lot of people are definitely doing more, posting more consistently. You know, I actually just started taking like smaller videos that aren't, you know, podcast related, just like, you know, in my own life, get ready with me, like do my makeup with me and all of this stuff.
Okay.
And I started editing them, but then like when I see the final product, I'm just like, oh, I don't know, you know, like it could be better. And I think that's holding me back, but I do hope to one day resonate with the title of creator, because, you know, that's what I would like to do. But as of right now, I don't fully resonate with it. And to answer your other question of like, you know, how I create outside of this, I do make, you know, small videos here and there.
Yeah.
They never get posted. Hopefully they will soon. They will start being posted soon. My best friend and I will just like record like a dumb video or something. But other than that, this is getting into like, you know, kind of like my personal hobbies and stuff like that. But I've been working on creating a map for myself. So I'm really into conspiracy theories and stuff like that. I know it's going to sound crazy.
No, this is where we could go here all day.
I love conspiracy theories. I love ancient history and stuff like that. So I love ancient religions and all of that stuff. So I am and have been for like a few years now, because it's not just something that takes like a day or anything. I'm trying to create a map, like a quite literal like map of all the significant like events to how we got to like religion now. You know what I mean?
Okay.
Like I want to go to like the beginning, the absolute 100% beginning of religion, which is might not be 100% possible, but I'm going to try as hard as I can, and that's what I've been working on.
what's thought to be believed as the first religion right now? Do you know?
So the most ancient religion that we know about right now, I think, if I'm correct, comes from China. And after that, I believe it's the Sumerian religion. Okay. And yeah, so
I was doing research myself because you told me a little bit about this. I think I saw that Hindu was thought to be believed as the first religion.
Yeah, so a lot of, it's really, really cool actually when you start looking at stuff like that, because in the Hindu religion, when you start looking at the gods, they will have a lot of characteristics with the gods that come after them. So something that happens in religion is one god could very easily become the next god. So like after, this is going to sound like whatever, but a god is only in power for so long, sort of speak. You know what I mean? After its people aren't happy with, and I'm talking like in the ancient days.
I hear you.
After like, you know, the people weren't happy with whoever their god was, they would just start worshiping another god. You know what I mean? And then that would become the most popular god. So that was kind of like the religion of the Sumerians, but I guess I'm sorry.
That's wishy-washy.
Yeah, I'm going all over the place.
You're good.
When you look at the gods, for example, in Hinduism, they have a lot of characteristics to like Zeus and you know, Hermes and like all. So they're basically, I don't want to say they're the same god, but that's where they derived from. That's where those explanations of those gods like derive from. So it goes all the way back.
It's like it's exactly what you're saying. So it's like, you know, they have Thor maybe in like Greek mythology and all that, right? And then like if you go back from Hindu, there's just a different name for probably the same god with the same characteristics, you know, thunder, lightning god, whatever the case may be. Okay.
Yeah,
that's pretty cool. We'll dive into that later because there's a lot more that we got to get into.
For sure.
No, I appreciate all that insight. That's really, really cool. As far as, you know, the Trudy Show, how did you get into that position? You know, like you were saying like, oh, I want it to feel, it doesn't feel real. You know, you're saying it doesn't feel real. What does it feel real about it? Like, honestly, you have the platform, right? You've already laid out a couple videos, right? You know, there's been a pause, you know, we could talk about the pause, what's been pausing. Now I know you're actively working. you want to roll out? You know, like, let's get into that. Let's get into that.
Yeah.
Why doesn't it feel real? Why doesn't it feel real?
I'm honestly not 100% sure. I really don't know. I've been trying to figure that out. But I guess it's because it kind of just happened. You know what I mean? Like, sometimes I'll be put in positions where, like, and I hate to say this, but, like, it's just, like, I didn't necessarily, like, fight for it, or, like, I didn't put in, I don't want to say I didn't put in the groundwork myself, because, you know, with the Trudy Show, I started off episode one, like, you know, it was me and my boyfriend, and obviously the whole crew at Encore, which I'm so grateful for them. You know, they're providing equipment, all the audio stuff and all of that great stuff. But it was just luck, you know what I mean? Like, I was just at the right place at the right time in order to be in the position that I am now with the show. So I guess maybe that's what doesn't necessarily make it feel 100% real. But at the same time, I have to sit myself down sometimes and be like, it happened for a reason. Like, you know, you were at that place at that time for a reason. So, you know.
Yeah, you got to take it as it is. Exactly. You know, I don't think you necessarily, you talked about groundwork, okay? Like, groundwork. There's no blueprint as to what type of groundwork you need to do to be a podcaster. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Like, there really is no, like, I don't think you should sell yourself short or believe that someone could be better prepared for the job than you. You know, I think it all has to do with personality and ideology. You know, you got to think about, okay, I was going to save this for later, but we'll talk about it right now. You know, like, I remember seeing a reel the other day, and it was like, oh, how do you feel about being a so-and-so in this saturated community, right? And a woman responded, she was like, okay, like, yeah, the community might be saturated, but there's only one of you, and there only will be one of you, okay? Mm-hmm. So that's what you got to understand, is that there will only be one Trudy, you know, the Trudy Show. There's only going to be one of that, of a version of you, you know, except for, like, conspiracies, doppelgangers, doppelgangers, that shit's fucked. That's the closest thing to another thing of another you. But with the podcast, you know, there's only going to be one Kevin Martinez. This voice is only going to be my voice. You know, like, I think about, we're going all over the place, but I think about, you know, religion aspect. You know, when you lose a loved one, they always say that one of the things you always lose is their voice. You lose it. You forget the memory of it, okay? With this being out there, I think about, oh, my voice is never going to be lost. Yeah. Like, the internet would literally have to crash in order for my voice to be gone, you know. But that's what I'm saying. Just, like, I think it's personality, you know. I don't think you need to have a groundwork that you put in before, you know, to be where you're at. So
yeah, and I mean, I definitely, you know, something that I've always, like, struggled with is like, mental health is a big part of my life. I've struggled with a lot of stuff for many years, so I definitely think that takes a toll on, you know, things like this, and not, you know, always wanting something to be better and stuff like that. But something that I've recently been, that's been finally now settling with me, is, like, I would listen to me, you know what I mean? Okay, like, yeah. Like, I look at the little videos that I make, and I'm just like, you know what, like, that, like, yes, like, sometimes, like, I'll sit there and I'll criticize the hell out of it, and I'm just like, this could be better, I could do better, you know, the quality could be better and all of this stuff. But when it's all done, and, like, you know, I really sit down and, like, look at it, I'm just like, I would watch this, you know what I mean? I would sit there, I would sit here, I wouldn't scroll, you know what I mean? I would watch this, I would like it, you know what I mean? And there has to be somebody else that will too. There has to be, you know what I mean? So that's been making me feel a little bit more comfortable. And I think I've always had this, like, connotation of myself as well, that, like, this isn't something that I could do because, like, I'm too shy, or, like, I'm too anxious, or, like, you know, this, that, and the third. But I think I'm finally breaking out of my shell, and this is only helping me, you know what I mean? So, yeah, I mean, I can't wait to see where I'm at when I can finally just put it all out there.
Yeah, this is going to, like, definitely get you out of your shell. You're going to have to put yourself in those situations, being outdoors, communicating, and just, like, you know, just networking with people who you never met before, you know. Yeah. And you'll definitely find that introverted character aspect of you will probably start to, like, shed away little by little. You know, back to your videos, you know, you're talking about that you want them to be, like, perfect, right? You want to be like perfect. You're looking at, oh, it can always be better. It can always be better, right? I was the same way. I was the same way. Oh, it could be better. Like, okay, this table, thank you for the comment earlier about the table. All right, this table was just a black table, you know, like with nothing on it. Episode 51 of the Middleman Podcast. We had that chalkboard, this sign right here, the bear, and this right here on the wall. Maybe. I don't know. I'm not too sure.
That's but we cute. Only had like, I didn't even look at that. That's actually so cute. I love that.
That's a gift for hopefully the future. That's a manifestation.
That's, you know, amazing. That's what that is. Yes, for sure.
So yeah, we have that. We started with that. We started with that. And three microphones, a red box, and that's it. You know what I mean? Like, that's what just started. Like, window was open. We didn't figure out the light situation. And I was like, damn. All right, well, we're going to put it out. Mm-hmm. Like, I'm done. I'm tired of waiting. You know, I couldn't wait anymore. So I said, fuck it. We're going to put it out. And I said, it's an upgrading podcast, which is what's written on that board in the top left, an upgrading podcast. You know, so I think sometimes you have to accept the realization and accept the flaws, you know, as it is, and just be like, you know what? I'm going to put it out. Because in that way, you know that at least you're doing it. Okay. At least you're doing it, you know, and consistency, right? That's something that you and I've talked about, and that's something that I've been questioning myself about. Mm-hmm. Not on if I'm doing too much, but like maybe I pump the brakes a little bit, and too much consistency might be a bad thing.
I understand why that, like, you know, could be a doubt, but you know, every single time, like, I see a post of yours, it's not, you know, your social media, it's not, like, saturated, you know what I mean? It's not, like, you know, you're clicking and it's, like, 1,000 stories and so, like, watch this episode, watch that episode, you know what I mean? I think you're doing a very, very great job of all of that, and it's very perfectly timed, too, like, the whole, like, I honestly do, like, admire your social media work overall, because
thank you.
It's, I don't want to sit here and say that it's hard, because you know, it's just
no, it's hard, media, girl. It's hard. Tell it how it is. Tell it how it is.
It definitely is, like, difficult. And you know, you have like a format that is really great right now with Who's Next Wednesday, and then, you know what I mean, dropping on Friday and stuff like that.
I
hope we can get to like a level of consistency like that one day. There's just so much going on.
It took a lot of development to get there. You know, ideas that were spawned. Even when I was working in the studio, the Sanctuary Studio, like Middleman Monday was spawned. Like, that title itself was spawned. I remember what episode it was. It was with Carmel Q. DeZone. I think I said his name correctly. I hope. But he gave me the idea of doing something like that, you know, and just the name Middleman Monday was spawned. And then, like, now it's grew into so much more, you know, it grew into so much more. So that's just like, it's, just get creative with it. That's the creative side of yourself, right? Find out how to create. Find out how to make it your own style. You know, just make it your own. Yeah. That's really it.
I guess I'm still just like finding my style. So, you know, to the people that are, you know, like even tuning into this or that, you know, have been tuning into the Trudy Show, and like thank you for being on it as well, like as early as you did, because it definitely is going to grow along with me, I think. I have huge plans for it. I mean, I just, like I said, I just want to be like a member of the community overall. Like,
love that.
You know, I want to be around the artists, the photographers, videographers, like the models, like everything, you know what I mean? And I want to be able to grow my platform to where it'll be bigger than just, you know, I guess what it is now, and be able to create, not necessarily opportunities, I think it's more so the connections that I like, you know, like you actually, we were talking about that, where you were like, I think you had someone on your podcast and you had someone else, and then you kind of like linked them up, and now they're like making music together. I love that. And I think that's why you said, did you name yourself the middleman because of that?
No, like, that's just what kind of how it worked out, you know, like, yeah, no,
you were the middleman in that situation.
It's a perfect title, right? even with like DJs, be like, yo, yeah, I heard you on the middleman. Be like, yeah, the middleman did his thing.
Yeah.
He got you in contact with this person, or he showed this, or this person, yeah, I was able to show this person the world to you, and they were able to find you and contact you.
Mm-hmm.
So thank you. You know, we're doing it out here. We're trying, you know, but And enough about me. Like, let's talk about you, you know, like, let's talk about what type of guests you want. You know, the type of, you know, I've noticed most of your guests have been like some music, heavy in the music industry. Are you, do you like that? Is that something that you want to like maybe build yourself off of? You know, that's important.
So, yes, I definitely think I do want to stick with music artists as of right now, but that's only because so there's currently like another podcast in the works that I'm working on.
Oh, sweet.
Yeah, and that's going to be based more towards specifically like small businesses and stuff like that.
Okay.
So, you know, where I would like to broaden my own platform on my own show, I would love to do that, but right now I'm also kind of working along with other people to start other things. So I feel like, you know, if I do meet someone and maybe they don't necessarily do any music or work around the music scene, then maybe they'll fit better in like in that podcast. You know what I mean?
Oh, I know exactly. Yeah. What you mean. I love how you're putting it together. Continue.
Yeah. So I guess that's just like my outlook on that. But I think I want to keep, Or I would like to, you know, stay on in the music route with the Trudy Show, because that's what I'm around. You know what I mean? As of right now, I mean, my boyfriend's a videographer. So whenever I'm literally always with him. So, you know, we'll go to concerts, we'll go to shows and stuff like that. And it's the musicians, you know what I mean? It's the artists that are there. And I always kind of get the same question, like, you know, how did they get here? Where are they going? And, you know, I don't know. I guess just those two main questions. Like, how did they get here? And where are they going? And I want to figure that out. So then, you know, I have the opportunity to kind of go up to them and be like, hey, you know, you should come on the show and everything. And then we get to sit down and talk about their whole music career. I also just genuinely do love music. I guess my favorite type of creator, no offense, are definitely music creators, you know, producers, people that make beats, you know, people that write lyrics. I love music. I wish if I was able to sing, I would definitely sing. If I was able to rap, I would definitely rap. I swear.
Come on,
I would,
you never been in a freestyle. You never been in a freestyle before. Not even give an ad lib.
Well, maybe with my boyfriend, but only.
That's fun. That's only a lot then. Of fun. You know, I will say I like that. The more and more that you continue to throw yourself out in the music world, you'll find yourself in the studio. You're already in a very nice studio, but you'll find yourself in the studio and you'll find yourself in those sessions. And it's gonna be probably a like, how did I get here type of moment, you know, like why am I here right now with this artist and he's just doing whoever is doing their thing in the booth and you're just there like chilling and I don't know, you know, that atmosphere is nuts, you know. And even if they're just in a booth or if you guys are just bullshitting outside of freestyle, I'm telling you, like, if you're ever in that situation, an ad lib can go a long way.
Yeah. I mean, you know what's funny? It's funny that you say that because, so I mean, like I said, I think music just like revolves in my life and has for as long as I've been alive, as dramatic as that sounds. but I mean, all the people that I met, like, for example, I have family in California, so I would go out there and I met some people out there that, you know, aren't my family, just friends. And they make music. Like, everybody that I meet, like, outside of kind of, like, my circle, in some way, some form, they do music. So it's hard to kind of, like, separate myself from that. And I mean, you know, it's funny that you said about the studio thing, because sometimes we will be sitting there, and, like, you know, someone will be in the booth and whatever, and, like, I'm hearing the beat, and I'm just like, dang, this word would go better right there, like something like that. Like, I wish, I mean, maybe in the future, but yeah, like, you know, I guess I live, what's the word, vicariously through them, because, like, okay, you know, I would love to do something with music and, you know, have shows and this, that, and the third. So it's interesting to me when other people have are brave enough to do it, for sure.
You could be like the voice of the musicians. That's what I'm saying.
I'm so sorry. I went on a tangent. What I was trying to say was that I have a few friends that are producers, and I literally always tell them, I'm like, let me, you know how like they always have like a line, like the producer tag? I'm like, let me do your producer tag. Like, please let me do your producer tag.
Have you done any?
No, I have not, unfortunately, but maybe soon.
I was, okay. The Middleman podcast, like an actual snippet from an interview, was featured in a song.
That's awesome.
Yeah, it was nuts. Shout out XFam. It was Drills and Shake who made the song, and it was called Day Ones. And in the podcast, I questioned them about like how long they've known each other, because it was a group of three, and the two known each other for a very long time, and they're like, yeah, it's my day one. So they used that as like a
the intro.
No, it's the outro.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, the outro, like a interlude type of thing. Mm-hmm. It was very cool. I was like, yo, that's sick. Yeah. Like, that's really sick.
Yeah, I love that. I love that for you, because I mean, also, shout out Jay Trinity. If you guys haven't heard him, definitely go check him out.
I worked with him at Great Wolf Lodge.
Yeah.
As a lifeguard. Yeah, crazy.
Yeah, he's a pretty cool guy. He actually, I forget how it even happened, but he has this one song called The Spaceship, and he kind of like rhymed my name in there, which I thought was pretty cool. And then another artist that I've really been into lately, Alien Sue, also known as Sue Flex. Seriously, if you haven't checked him out, like, go listen to his music. He is great. I love his vibe. I always say he's the next Uzi.
Okay.
But yeah, so he actually, I don't even know if it's out yet. I just remember he was on live, and he was just like in the studio and everything. He was trying to figure out kind of what to put in the song, and then I joined the live, and he I guess the line was something like, we pull up to the Trudy show or something like that. But I was like, oh my God, like, yeah, I love that.
That's cool. That's yeah. Very cool. So yeah, if you want musical artists, I'm telling you, the Middleman podcast, I got a bunch of people hitting me up, and I could send them your way.
If you want to. I mean, yeah, for yeah. Sure. I would love that.
I no offense to any musicians out there. Okay. So like back to what you were saying about like you were having two different shows, mm-hmm. one for like business platform and one for, you know, like musicians, the Trudy show, and then whatever you're working on the side. The Middleman podcast kind of has that too, a tea time and just the Middleman itself, because yeah. I've actually thought and will probably be doing just solo tea time episodes where it's an hour conversation of just tea time and we just have fun with it. And that way, you know, it's a kickback. I relax. It's not an interview. Mm-hmm. I relax. We have a good time, whoever the case may be. And that's pretty much it. So I get it. It's like you need to have the right conversations for the right show.
Yeah. That's what I feel like also. And it's not, you know, it's not that I don't want to expand. It's just that I feel like, you know, that there's a specific platform. And I started it that way, you know, and, I definitely do want to keep it that way, because I want to make sure I give specifically artists, there, yeah. Because like I said, you know, that's what's close to my heart. I love music. So
That's phenomenal. Like I said, so I have a bunch of artists hitting me up, and it's like, I just don't want to have them waiting, you know, mm-hmm. Like,
maybe, we'll take you over here.
maybe you are potential, you know, maybe you really are the shit. Or maybe your shit does stink. I'm sorry. Some of you guys, your shit does stink. As well as mine, you know, so that way we're all human here. But yes, you know, like let's just be honest here. I'm trying to get different people. You know, I honestly wanted to just build my platform off of basically being the people's voice, but I also wanted to be in like business side of it. Mm-hmm. You know, business, entrepreneurs, people, all walks of life. Even like an artist, you guys are all different walks of life. You guys are telling your story, but there's, you know, I just want to kind of like vary my portfolio. And that's what I love best is like, honestly, the more and more I do this, the more and more I look at it, it's like, okay, we just verify. We just like completely get a big, large portfolio. And then when I find someone who's in that same lane, mm-hmm. I could be like, hey, yeah, I've interviewed someone with like-minded ideas. This is my interview with them. You know, like, here, check it out.
Yeah.
You know, so then that way we could always figure it out. So musicians, the Trudy Show. That's your spot.
We're over here.
I'll send them over. I'll send it over 100%. Do you have any plan as to when you plan on launching again?
Yeah. So hopefully, I don't want to say hopefully anymore. So I'm actually just going to give it some time. And I'm going to say right here, right now, we will be back the first week of July. That gives us some time too, because we have a lot of back, like, you know what I mean, footage, like, that we recorded and we just have stored. But yeah, that gives us some time to organize it, because obviously we want to put it out in order. You know what I mean? We don't want to be unfair. So yeah, the first week of July, definitely expect an episode. I think the next episode that's going to be dropping would be North Star Films.
North Star.
Yep. So definitely check that out.
Big player.
It will be coming soon. Yes. Yes.
He's a big player in the music industry.
Oh, yeah, for sure. I mean, yeah, we were just actually together last night. We and this is what I mean. Like, I love doing this. Last night, we were just at the Scarlett performance. She's an up-and-coming rapper. She's very cool. It's funny because even with stuff like that, I remember her coming up on my For You page just one random day. And she would rap with, like there was this one specific video where she had, like, ramen. And then, like, you know, she started, like, rapping, like, using a pun for, like, ramen and stuff like that. But, I mean, from there to, like, where she is now, that is insane. And I was, like, kind of, like, fangirling a little bit because I'm just like, oh, my gosh, like, you know, should I go get a picture? And then, like, it's not necessarily, because also it's not like we're there for fun. You know what I mean? Like, I'm there to make my boyfriend feel a little bit more comfortable. For example, like, just with his equipment. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. It's a big space.
Beautiful camera.
Yeah.
Beautiful camera.
Yes, it is. but, you know, like, in big spaces, he doesn't just want to be leaving his equipment everywhere. Obviously, it's expensive. Obviously, it's fragile. So, you know, I was at the table and all of his equipment was there, and she was, like, having a meet and greet. And I was like, oh, my God, like, I want a picture so bad. But I had to stay and watch the equipment. I did end up getting my picture.
Awesome.
Yeah.
Good.
But, yeah, I mean, even stuff like that, like, that was a lot of fun just to watch, like, you know, someone that is actively climbing the ladder right now, seeing them in person, seeing them perform, seeing their energy. It's very, very cool stuff, and we get to do that quite a lot. So that's what I mean. Like, I love the scene in general.
Pop-up events, festivals, whatever the case may be, those will be your best friend. You know, everyone's always willing to work, and the people who are there are working. They're actively working. Mm-hmm. So, you know, as someone who's looking for guests, if you're ever trying to start up a podcast, that's where you need to go, because those people are working, and that's a way to network, you know. So that's what I find out, is that it's a perfect networking pool, and I enjoy them most of the time. They're a lot of fun. We meet a lot of great people, and who knows, maybe you'll run it yourself one day. Like, I've always wanted to run a festival one day.
Yeah, I have always wanted to do something like that as well. I mean, one of my absolute, like, icons in life is Tyler the Creator.
Okay.
And, you know, he has his, like, whole festival thing, and I don't know, for some reason it just feels, I mean, to me, and, like, obviously, like I said, I'm biased, I literally, like, I would kiss the ground that he walks on, like, I'm super biased, but his festival just, like, feels to me a little bit different than, like, all the other ones that there are. But, like I said, that could just be me, but I would love to do something like that. Yeah,
I would love to put on a festival as well.
Okay. Maybe we'll do it together.
Who knows?
I would a little collab.
MC is something that I've always wanted to do at a festival. Good Things Are Happening is a festival over here in Scranton. Have you been?
I heard about it. I did actually just hear about that. Yeah.
Happened last year, first year. I interviewed the guy who basically put it into fruition, James Barrett.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And they're having their second year, and I've shot my shot trying to be their MC.
Yeah.
You know, to try and introduce everyone to band. I would love nothing more than to be on stage and running the show. Like, I don't have to be a part of the show. Let me just run the show. I would love nothing more than that. Speaking about your show, I just want to ask you a couple more questions here. You know, we got about, like, 20 minutes here. We'll switch into tea time. Fantastic conversation thus far. Loving it. But Adam, I think this could be a part of you entering as well. So I want you to look at the Trudy show, right? And, like, you know, as it grows, separate yourself from the show and yourself, right? Separate them, two identities. How do you feel that you've grown, and how has the show grown? You know, equipment, strategy as how to roll things out, people you want to interview, maybe reading a person, you know, or even just hearing from episode one to episode wherever you're at now. And it's like, okay, my verbiage and the way I orient questions is better. Okay, so.
I don't think I say so as much, right, Ad?
That's funny.
I definitely said so a lot, I think, in the beginning. As far as the show, I mean, editing wise, really the question would have to go to you. Like, you know, I guess, did you find your groove or like what?
I think we're still currently trying to find the groove right now. I think the biggest aspect of it was facilitation. I think it's important to have like a key set. It's important to have like, you know, a comfortable set, not only for your host, but for your audience as well.
Yeah, I think our set has grown. Our set has gotten a lot more comfortable.
Yeah. But I really think it's about the facilitation of, you know, your gear, your equipment, your set. And then, you know, the conversations that you're having with, you know, the guests as well, like as those grow in quality as well, because your skills, you know, both of you guys as you know, interviewers, you guys, you know, that first episode is nothing compared to the most recent episode. You know what I mean?
100%. 100%. You guys had 100% instead of 110%.
There you go.
You see?
No, but I definitely do think that with, at least with questions, I used to try and like, you know, I love you. I love my boyfriend. He helps me with everything. But even he would sit down and kind of like make a little like list of questions for me just to give me more ideas of what to talk on. But it doesn't work for me. And you know what I mean? Everybody's different. It really does not work for me.
Because you don't use a list.
I will sit there and fixate on those specific questions. Uh-huh. And if I don't get a way to kind of like get them in, like I'm kind of just like lost in the conversation. Mm-hmm. It's so much easier for me to like go within and be like, what are you interested in? What would you like to know about this person? And I don't even need to write them down at that point because like I know, you know what I mean? I know what I want to know. I know what I'm interested in. I know, like, you know, kind of like what I want to hear about in a sense, you know what I mean? And I kind of just go at it like that. And it makes me feel a lot more comfortable, surprisingly. You know, I thought it would be the opposite. I thought, you know, I would need to like, you know, kind of because like I'm super anxious. But no, it surprisingly makes me more anxious to be prepared. It really does.
Works backwards, huh? So you and I, yeah, that's what I like about your creative process. It's a little different than mine.
Yeah.
I can play both fields. Like we have the notes here, right? But mm-hmm. I barely even tapped into them. I just kind of like remembered them because I've read them multiple times, right? But you know, being able to exclude yourself, like, and just indulge yourself in that conversation and be organic with it is the best way to go. Mm-hmm. It is the best way to go 100%. Me personally, I just like to have the notes here just because you never know. Never know. Someone could be dry. That shit happens.
That is okay? True. 100%.
They'd be like, okay, let's talk about, like.
I have had one of those before as well. Yeah. But.
They're great, aren't they?
Oh, yeah.
My favorites. Love you.
But yeah, I mean, overall, also something that has grown along with the Trudy Show that like I kind of like wasn't necessarily expecting. I'm into like a little bit of everything, you know. So like I said, how, you know, if I were to ever possibly do music, that would be something that I would look into. But I also like camera work and editing and stuff like that, and that's something that is also kind of coming back up with the Trudy Show, because like I said, it's more so about the scene. So I want to start making like videos of like where we go, you know what I mean? So for example,
BTS.
Yeah. So for example, like last night would have been something that I would have shot, you know what I mean? Like, and just, you know, like vlog style type of stuff. And then go ahead and edit that and like post that. Those are the type of videos that I would like to make. So that's interesting that kind of like, I used to be into it way before. But, you know, obviously equipment is expensive and all of that stuff. So I never, like, pursued it. But now that it is something that is possible, like, I'm looking into cameras now. I'm seeing, like, how much, you know, I have to save up and everything. Because it's something that I would genuinely like to do. And not just that, but, like, the cinematography of it all.
Okay.
I love, like, how you can play around with colors. I love that. And I'm actually, I'm going to be going on vacation soon. And I'm planning to kind of work, you know, kind of play around with the camera and see what I can get. So that's also something that has my interest in that has grown with the Trudy Show, surprisingly. And like I said, my boyfriend, always helpful. He has these videos for me to watch that, you know, kind of explains how filming works and stuff like that. So he'll like send me stuff and like, or, you know, I'll watch videos and I'll take notes and he'll go over them and, you know, see like whatever he can add or, you know, whatever he can make easier to understand. He'll do that for me. So I'm excited to see where that goes. And all of that is because of the Trudy Show. So
it's awesome. It's like self-development and it's fun to see the development in itself as an entity, you know, as a Trudy Show as an entity, the people you're going to speak to, you know, the people who have been on before. I looked at that board. I was sitting on a couch across from it and I was like, wow. I was like, we're going to run out of room.
Yeah.
We're going to run out of room we're just going to keep writing over it. And like, what's crazy is like that Shark Tank writing, was done by my friend Abby. And so she did that. And that was like a long time ago. That was like the Shutdown Podcast, Kev, long time ago. Mm-hmm. So I just thought that, like, I was like, wow, that's the one thing I never erased from back then, you know, and it's still there and it's still considered a Shark Tank, you know, when you hop into podcasts. I guess I thought about it. I was like, I guess when you hop on a podcast, you're in the Shark Tank. So welcome to the Shark Tank.
You're in the tank.
You're in the tank. Let me ask you, like, all right, as a personal, you know, I'm sure you love Encore Studios, everything that has been corresponding thus far. But if you were to rewind, maybe take some steps back, would you consider going into an apartment, doing it yourself, maybe being in control of your own hours, your own schedule, your own equipment? Or would you have, or do you like it how it is now, you know, with the studio, you know? And that's not to slander, you know, Encore Studios, because sometimes I'm gonna let you talk and I'll share my part.
It's an honest question. Mm-hmm. First of all, let me just say, like, I love Encore, and like I said, I was just at the right place at the right time, so I wouldn't change anything. I absolutely love everything that they've done for us, providing the equipment, you know, providing the space and all of that great stuff. I mean, really, I honestly, no, like I wouldn't, you know, kind of go back and switch anything up. Going forward, I think I definitely, you know, as we grow and everything like that, I would love to be in control of our hours and our times and, like, you know, maybe do different segments and stuff like that. And that is something that will be coming up in the future. So that's exciting. But other than that, you know, I'm just grateful. I'm just grateful that, you know, they were able to open the doors, for me, because of just everything that came after it. Like I said, I just think this has such a connection to, like, who I thought I was and, like, who I actually am. You know what I mean? I didn't think I was, like, good enough to, like, create something or to, like, make something like this, as dumb as that sounds. And, like, this is just showing me, like, no, like, you know, you can be creative and your creative is good. Like, you know, what you make is good. Like, you know, put it out there, somebody will like it. And that's all because of them. And, you know, that it's also helping me find myself, what I'm into, what my style is, because that is a question that has been circling my mind since we set this up. I'm just like, what, like I said, like I was your talking style. About before, I'm like, what am I going to talk about? Like, who am I? What do I like? But, like, this is who I am, this is what I like. And you know, I think when we started the podcast with Encore in October, oh my God, like, even looking back at that time to, like, where I am now, not even with the show, but just personally, it really accelerated, like, my growth. So I'm grateful for that. And anything that, you know, we can do to continue, like, working together and uplifting each other and, you know, like, growing together, I would love to do that. Because I Bob and Dan, I love you guys. You guys are great. They're just great human beings, you know what I mean? And them as well. They made something from nothing. You know, Dan used to be in a band back in the day, and now he's, you know, helping other people get signed and all of that stuff. So it's great. And I want to continue working with them. I want to continue seeing how they grow and how we can grow with them and, you know, how we can help each other grow.
I like that. I like that. Encore, Encore Studio is a lovely studio, and I appreciate that insight, that the love for the team there. Because, you know, I worked at a studio. My experience wasn't as delight as yours.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. But I like it this way a little bit better.
Yeah.
I'll be honest. That's just my personal opinion. I like being able to have the freedom on my schedule, my place, my... I own the keys, because eventually I think about trying to own the keys to a facility or a door or an office, whatever it is. And that's really it. You know, like, I don't have to go somewhere or pay anyone else. You know, it's just, this is my spot.
Yeah. This is my spot. And that's, you know, something great to strive for. I, you know, we're definitely striving towards that. My, ourselves, you know, we have a lot of projects coming up, and which is why we kind of took a pause on the whole posting thing. I wish I could say a little bit more, but, you know, maybe we'll do a part two where we can, you know, talk about all of that stuff. But
for sure,
definitely stay tuned, because there are really big things coming up that unfortunately have taken like a lot of our attention. But even with that, you know, Encore isn't like, oh, well, you have to post this like right now. You have, you know what I mean? No, like they're just, hey, like, you know, whenever you need the space. And we're still shooting every Sunday, every other Sunday. But, you know, they understand, like, you know, okay, you guys have like a lot going on. We're going to take like a little break, you know what I mean? And all of that stuff. So I'm excited for that.
as long as they believe in you, you know, yeah. I see no problem here at all.
I think they definitely do. And the fact that I could feel that, you know, they believe in me. That's really all I need. You know, I just need to believe like you do, and then everything else is just how it is.
Exactly. You need to know that the people who you're working with are backing you 110%, because, yeah, I didn't feel like I was being supported. Let me just say that. I didn't feel like I was being supported. It's crazy.
Well, then that's not fair to you. You deserve, you know, to feel support for sure.
But it's okay. It's okay. Yeah, no, it's 110% okay, because I feel great. I think we've grown into something fantastic here. You're growing your show, you know, and you have the perfect personality. I think you need to stop looking at it as in like it's fake.
Yeah.
Or that it's not real. You know, you're here, and nothing qualifies me, nothing qualifies you, nothing qualifies this other person. You know what I mean? Like, we're just having conversation. Mm-hmm. That's really it. That's really the brunt of it. Are we entertaining enough? Hopefully. You know, did we add a side segment in? No, I did have a side segment planned, which was this photo here, which was just like, look at that photo. Maybe we'll talk about it in tea time. Maybe we'll talk about it.
Hopefully we will, because I have questions.
Exactly, right? Exactly. But it tells you what it is on the back. But we'll get into that.
I didn't look at the back.
That's fine. I don't want you to look at it.
Okay.
Because when I first saw it, I was like, we're both podcasters, right? We could let's like tell a story off of this image.
that would
you know,
tune into tea time.
Yeah, tune into tea time. Not brought to you by, but inspired by Arizona Iced Tea. But before we get into tea time, we're gonna sign off on a Middleman podcast. There was so much that we still have to talk about that we didn't get into, but it was fantastic. You're a wonderful guest. I'm excited to see where the Trudy show goes, and you know, maybe we could carry some of this conversation into tea time, because you had a religious aspect that I really wanted to talk about. That was really cool. That we could definitely go talk about. And then as well
tea
as
time.
This photo, this lovely photo. But with that being said, you know, the floor is yours.
Yeah. Thank you so much for having me. Thank you for allowing us into your space. It's beautiful.
Thank you.
Thank you everyone that is watching. Thank you everyone that has supported the Trudy Show, even if it's just watching our Instagram stories or like liking our post or whatever it is, sharing, subscribing on YouTube. I appreciate literally every single person that does that. This is all for the world, I guess. You know, I just want to be able to help as many people as I can with whatever platform that I'm given, or, you know, that I'm allowed to take up. I appreciate any opportunity that anyone gives me to come on my show and, you know, allow me to hear your story. I promise. It never leaves me. It truly never does. Everybody is just as special to me as the next human being. I love this. I love what I do. I love you guys. Kevin, thank you so much. I love this. Thank you for giving me this platform. And I just hope that, you know, if you guys have a dream or, you know, an aspiration, you guys go for it and you guys don't let yourselves hold you back, because that is definitely something that I do. I hold myself back a lot. So even if you don't think you don't deserve it, even if you don't think you're like good enough or like whatever else your mind is telling you, you have to push that all to the side. Life is way too short. And I don't want to regret not doing this one day. So that's why I'm here. And I hope, you know, that sticks with some of you out there. You know, we don't want to get on our deathbeds and regret anything. So go for it. Full force. Full foot on pedal. So that was it. Follow us on YouTube. The Trudy Show. Instagram. The Trudy Show 222. My personal Instagram, YourAllDX11. You know, we have a Facebook, Instagram. We do have a TikTok if you guys want to go follow that. That's probably where I'll be posting my shorter videos that will be coming soon. And follow Kevin, the Middleman Podcast. Three False Prophets behind the camera. My boyfriend, my lovely boyfriend. Thank you for everything. He's not paying attention. But yeah, that's basically all I have.
He was locked in back there. Thank you for coming on the podcast, Trudy. It was a fantastic show. I think everyone here is going to enjoy this podcast. Musicians, that's your gal. If I'm backed up, that's your gal. Head her way. Head to Encore Studios. You know, maybe you'll learn a thing or two. Maybe you'll get a chance to head into the studio.
Maybe you'll record there.
Exactly. It's tough. It's a tough studio. It looks great. But with that being said, we're going to transition into tea time. Not brought to you by, but inspired by Arizona Iced Tea. I am the man in the middle, Kevin Martinez, signing out. Peace.